The city council chamber was full of citizens and members of interest groups wearing pink stickers. The stickers reminded the council that they agree with the fertilizer ordinance and that it shouldn't be watered down. The ordinance is intended to inhibit the runoff of fertilizer into the waters of Tampa, like the Hillsborough River. Chris Costello of the Sierra Club said that the city council has made the right decision.
The Sierra Club fully supports these last revisions, and we applaud you on your work on this issue. We know the water quality in Tampa Bay and the Hillsborough River will benefit from your actions.
Some large national fertilizer companies lobbied to weaken the ordinance because they claim it would cause small businesses to suffer. City Council member Lisa Monteleone said that view is incorrect.
So I wish to alleviate the concern of some of the small businesses that cater to niche clientele to say that in speaking with them, the summer months that we're looking at banning these products won't affect them.
The ordinance restricts fertilizer use during the rainy summer months for homeowners and most businesses. Some businesses, like golf courses and farms, are exempt. Jan McLean of the city attorney's office said the changes passed yesterday would also exempt theme parks.
What this does is place you back into your position of the ordinance that you adopted in June with the addition of the theme parks exemption.
City Council member Charlie Miranda said he supports a strong fertilizer ordinance because water is the key to Tampa's future.
Those that have water will have economic value. Those that don't have water will have nothing. When that bay started to be cleaned up through the process of all in this room and many that are not here, made us a more viable community.
The second reading of the changes will be held on May 3rd. For WMNF News, I'm Samuel Johnson in Tampa.